Hello.
Did you hear me yawning there?
Yep.
Well, not curious at all as to why. Not, you
no,
know.
We all get tired sometimes.
Sure, but you know, you always want to talk a bit more about our personal lives. I thought we could really like get deep in on it and you know, start to sort of discuss who we are as people. I mean, we've got what, like 20 minutes before the show starts, right?
No, we've got 5 seconds.
Oh,
four.
Every time, three, for God's
two.
Coming to you live for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, teacher Rose Waite, plus music from Adam Carpenter and Pop Filter. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rice! Welcome to Radio Go! Thanks so much for tuning in. Great to have you. Good to see you. Producer Tom taking a big old sip of his tea to start the show. Perfect. Oh yeah, yeah, get that right in the mic. That's what you want, isn't it? In the first few seconds of your radio show. Oh, unbelievable. At least have the decency to switch off your... Why is your mic even on? Your mic should not be on for any of this segment. This is my time. It's where I get to talk about what I'm thinking, about what I'm feeling, what's happening in.
It's
in,
just in case.
No,
you use
no,
any
no.
Profanities.
You're gonna sip over any swears that I do.
Well, no,
we'll talk about this off the air. Tom, shut up. Listen, I want to thank all of our listeners. I want to welcome you. I really, really appreciate you sticking through the. Well, the harrowing experience that we've all had on this show so far, you know, we had to deal with Tom sipping, we had to deal with Tom talking when he's not supposed to, and really, you know, you had to deal with my recap of the events of the show so far. But I think we're pretty much caught up now. So appreciate you.
Beep. Sorry,
Tom.
I'm trying to catch profanities.
You're not going to bait me into a conversation. This is a monologue, all right? And I want to use today's monologue to really express my gratitude to all of you out there for listening, because I know that it's not the easiest thing to find this show. You know that you've got to work for it. You've got to, you know, pull out your wireless, your old timey radio with the knobs and the dials. You gotta find the right frequency. You gotta set it to just the right spot where you can hear us, you know, without all the static and the fuzz. Oh, there we go. Oh no, I'm drifting. Yeah, there we go. That's better. Okay, you're fine. Good. And then, you know, then there's the question of powering the radio. A lot of these old radios, they don't have modern adapters for plugs. Most of them are made in Europe, so they've just got the two, you know, the what I like to call the forks sticking out at you. I wonder why we went with three and Europe went with two. Probably just a classic example of imperial excess. But whatever the reason, you know, you've then got to find an adapter or even, you know, build your own personal power solution. I've talked to many listeners all around the world who, you know, power their radios by hand in some cases. They get like a hand crank, or they hire an intelligent monkey to sort of turn a thing like an organ to ensure that the power keeps coming through to the radio. I've heard of many people who leave their radio out in the sun for days at a time, just waiting for the show time so they can bring it back inside and use the rays of the sun.
Beep. I'm rubbish at this.
You're absolutely terrible.
Absolutely rubbish at this.
I have to apologise once again. The valuable energy being wasted here by Tom's nonsense is really nothing compared to my intelligent, you know, disclaiming of the situation. But then, you know, even after the question of powering the radio and finding the right frequency on which to listen to, you then have to engage your ears. You have to get your ears attuned. You have to take off any headphones, pull out any earplugs, any earmuffs, any of those hats with the flaps over them, just to ensure that you can get the perfect sound system. You know, perhaps some of you out there have specially set up sound systems. You know, those Dolby 5.1 surround, so you can hear us from every angle, and it really feels like you're here in the radio studio with us. Perhaps those of you who prefer a more intimate listening experience are using what I believe these days are termed headphones, and just to get the closest ASMR style. I don't know why my voice has gone all the way down here. Ooh, maybe I should do the whole show like this. Yes, this would go nicely with Tom's voice. But maybe, you know, you prefer to keep things au naturel and just use the radio speakers and the magic box that makes the sound. Whatever mode of listening you choose to engage in, I know it wasn't easy to get to this point. I know that it takes a real effort to listen to Radio Go sometimes, so I really appreciate it. And I hope you enjoy the show we've got lined up for you. I think it's going to be, as the kids say, an absolute banger. Later on in the show, we're going to talk to Rose Waite. She's a teacher. I don't know much else about her, but I'm excited to meet her and see what she can tell us about modern education. It's been a while since I was in school, so I'm sure she's got a lot to say about the state of our youngsters and what they're up to these days. But we're also going to listen to some music, starting off with a personal favourite. This is a song called Hope Clouds Observation, which I'm led to understand is a Dune reference, just in case you wanted to get real nerdy with it. It's by a friend called Adam Carpenter. I've always liked this song, and I hope you enjoy it too. It's right here, right now, on Radio Go.
I can't believe... I know we've said we wouldn't bring it up, but you've not mentioned at all my new body.
I felt rude to you want me to mention it on air?
No, not meant, like, before we started, you just didn't bring it up at all.
Okay, well, to be fair, I spent most of that time yawning. You've obviously been working out. You look great, right?
Thank you.
I suppose it is a bit of a dramatic change because you didn't look this, shall we say, stacked last week.
Yeah.
It's been a sort of... You've done all of this in 1 week?
Well, yeah. Done all this in 1 week. I went and said, I want a body like BBC Radio Sheffield presenter Toby Foster. And they delivered at the gym. The drummer from Phoenix Knights.
Of course, no. You don't have to list Toby Foster's credits to me.
Yeah.
I'm a devoted member of the Last Laugh Comedy Club.
Of course.
Every Saturday.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm there. Oh, I love those comedians.
Behind the City Hall.
Of course.
Yeah.
Is Toby Foster still alive?
Yeah.
So you haven't...
I think...
You haven't taken his body?
No. Okay. No, I went to the gym.
Sure.
I got into this shape.
So, like, when you would go to, like, the hairdresser and you would take a photo of someone's hairstyle and you say, yes. I want this.
Yeah.
You took a photo of Toby Foster to the gym.
Yeah.
And said, give me this.
That happened to me once, actually. I did walk around with people completely confused that I was actor Timothy Chalamet. For a while.
Why did they think you were Timothy
Chalamet?
Because
I took a photo of Timothy Chalamet to the hairdressers, and I came out looking like Timothy Chalamet.
Well, that's your own fault, really. It doesn't sound like you got anyone else to blame.
I didn't know that would happen.
No. Famous shoe, Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. Some really devoted people going out shouting, Moadib, Moadib.
Oh, I don't know how many Dune references this episode can sustain, I'll be honest with you.
Probably two more at best.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, look, I'll put you in charge of those.
Okay.
You can look up some more Dune references as we get back into the show, all right?
Oh, don't worry, I don't have to look them up. I love Dune, me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that you speaking or is that Toby Foster?
Read all the books.
Is he a big...
I'm not Toby Foster. I may look like him and sound like him.
you may sound like him.
I may. Who knows?
You may sound less like him as the show goes on.
Maybe, who knows?
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Hope Cloud's Observation by Adam Carpenter. Hope you enjoyed that one. Lovely little lo-fi tune. Big fan of that. And
sorry.
I want people to listen to this. This
so do I, Riley.
I want people to actually hear this show.
But for a split second, I just wanted to drink my tea, all right?
All right. We'll have to find a compromise between those two. All right, let's bring in our guest, shall we? She is a teacher. I'll be excited to learn exactly what subject she teaches and what kind of person she turns out to be. So far, all I know about her is she loves adjusting her seating position. Please welcome Miss Rose Waite. Rose, welcome to the show.
Hello, both of you. May I quickly first address something, please?
Oh, of course, yes.
That is Miss... To... Yes, thank you. I was talking.
Oh.
That is Miss Waite from both of you. And may I quickly say, when did we get to the stage in our lives when we stopped having our back straight? Both of you need to adjust your postures accordingly.
About a week ago when I went to gym.
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness, is that Toby Foster?
No. Yeah, you could be forgiven for thinking that.
Oh, sorry. I get mistaken all the time.
You get mistaken for Toby Foster?
I get mistaken. Toby Foster's everywhere for me.
Toby Foster's are everywhere. I apologise, Miss Waite. I'll be sure to sit up straight.
Thank you.
From now on.
Good. Good.
So, I have to say your own posture is excellent.
Thank you.
Is it safe to say that your style of teaching encourages a certain amount of discipline?
Well, thank you for asking me that question, Riley. And may I both thank you for me to be able to have me on the show. I think it's a wonderful thing to do.
Honestly, my pleasure.
It's good to see the youth of today going out and making something of themselves. Honestly.
Youth?
The youth, yeah, well.
Making something of ourselves.
Well, I started teaching about 130 years ago, of course.
Wait, hold on. You started teaching, so let me just do some quick maths, in the 1890s?
Wow, your math is very spectacular.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, I'd give you a gold star if I had one.
Well, actually, I happen to have a tray full of gold star jewellery here. If you'd like to select one of these, you could provide me with one. I know I own them, but,
I just be giving that back to you?
Well, yeah.
Riley, do you need to go back to school?
No, but the symbolic gesture. Perhaps this little bracelet or something.
Well, how very kind. I do always say kindness is the one thing that helps the world go round, but perhaps gold stars will too.
So you're not a science teacher, because if you were, you would say gravity. Although I don't know if they would have said that in the 1890s. I don't know. When was Newton? Was Newton part of your...
I do know about gravity, yes.
No, of course.
Yes,
of course.
I have lived quite some time.
Well, this is
don't think I'm stupid just because I'm old.
Well, I was going to say that you seemed significantly older than I would have guessed. But then you said that you started teaching in the 1890s.
Yes.
And now I'm inclined to think that you're significantly younger than you look. The answer's presumably somewhere in the middle, eh?
Well, you did just give me a lot of words, but I will say thank you nonetheless.
Yeah, you're welcome. So, you would have been teaching around the time of Queen Victoria.
Yes, of course, back in those days, teachers were all women. Unmarried women at that. So, I know, indeed. Well, it does not pay much. But I continued strength to strength, teaching the next generation, and the next one, and the next one, and the next one, and this one.
And this one. So you kept going up until the current generation.
Yes, I'm thinking of retiring soon, I don't know.
Oh, interesting. Yes. So, Miss Waite, then, you'd prefer I don't use your first name. I guess that's just tradition for you at this point. You've gotten so used to being called Miss Waite.
Yes, well, there was one particular season of my life where I was married, indeed.
Oh, really?
Yes, but it was so tragic. I was holding a knife in the kitchen and he wouldn't stop running into it. About 27 times I tried to stop him.
And who was this... Who was the lucky man?
Oh, he was the luckiest man, indeed. His name was Gerald.
Gerald! He wasn't a mouse, was he?
Why did you say that?
No reason. So, Gerald ran into your knife 27 times.
So unfortunate.
Like the song.
Which song?
Well, okay, Bluff Called. I don't remember what the song is. There's a song about somebody running into
like,
a knife.
Like the film, 27 Dresses.
Or 127 starring, Hours.
Starring Katherine Heigl.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah,
of.
That's
thanks,
what you're thinking.
Tom. Appreciate that.
Trust me to bring up Wikipedia.
That's what we call him. We call him Tom, quote, Wikipedia McGrath.
Yeah.
That's that. Although we might have to start calling him Tom Toby Foster McGrath.
Well, both of you, I have brought a gift in with me today.
Oh, really?
Yes.
That's so generous of you. Thank you.
I brought my original cane with me today.
Oh, okay. Wow. That is an old stick of wood.
Yes.
So, now, when you say your original cane, this is back from when you started teaching.
Indeed.
And at that time, I suppose it was maybe more acceptable for teachers to, what's the delicate
discipline.
Way? Yes, discipline their students
yes.
in a physical...
Beep! Sorry. I jumped the gun there a bit, didn't I?
Well, you did, but not by much, I'll be honest with
no
you. You used to beat your students, is this what you're telling us?
Well, it is not my most favourable memories, I have to say, and perhaps today I would be, what they say, cancelled, but...
You might be. This is a worldwide broadcast.
It
like
is
people
indeed.
People do listen to this show.
I'll have you know, I think of those poor students' faces every single time I take my morning opium.
I think that's, you know, I can see how the guilt would get to a person.
It
you
does.
Know,
it eats at you over time.
Yeah, and,
yes.
and you've had plenty of time for it to do so.
So
do you
yes.
regret it? Do you feel that it harmed those children in some sort of essential psychological way?
No.
No? Really?
Well, now you have to ask it, I guess. The thing is, I brought my cane in today for not just to show you, both of you, and talk about the history of my life, but also maybe I brought it in because subconsciously I thought maybe I was wrong. But I doubt it.
I've got to say, Rose, I think that it's probably...
Miss Waite.
Excuse me. I do
Thank
apologize,
you.
Miss Waite. Oh,
Thank
ooh,
you.
Adjust my shoulders there.
I didn't teach your father's father and your father's father's father and your father's 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 father for nothing. Just for you to call me Rose. No, I am Miss Waite to you.
Why didn't you teach my father? Why did you leave it at my father's father?
He was a scallywag. He couldn't take the pain of the cane.
Take the pain of the gain. You're right. I also think that's too many generations.
You always find the weak ones quite early.
And you think my dad's dad was one of them, or my dad?
Your dad.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've lost track of who we're talking about. So, what subject do you teach, Miss Waite?
Well, I begun by teaching a little bit of everything.
Because back in those days, there weren't subjects. There was just... Because there wasn't enough knowledge back in the 1890s.
So. Well, it was quite convenient, really. You could get away with being very lazy in the classroom because all you were really doing is preparing them for either war or to be obedient within the greater culture of society that is work.
I see.
We're getting all the children into the factories. Mm. So all I had to do was make them believe somehow that I was better than them. In every single way.
I see. And what kind of strategies and tactics? Perhaps, for example, if Tom here was one of your students back then and he
yes.
was, you know, if for some reason he thought that he, you know, he had started having ideas about his station that he might, you know, for example, write a book one day or you know. Well, let's find out.
It might
make something of himself.
I'm writing one right now.
How would you have addressed that as a teacher?
In my classroom. You're writing what you want in my classroom.
Yeah, I'm writing a novel.
Tom, may I ask you a simple question?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, she's holding the cane.
Oh, no.
What do you want to be when you're older?
I want to be a radio DJ.
Disgusting.
A BBC Radio Sheffield radio DJ.
Foul! Do you know what? Do you know what? Do you want to feel the cane?
Say on that mic for me. Feel free to hit him, but do say on that mic.
No, I don't want the cane.
I might give you the cane.
Why?
I might.
Right.
Give me one reason I shouldn't, boy. Too late!
Ah! 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 Oh, that! Oh!
That doesn't look good. Oh, you okay, Tom? That was a good demonstration. Thank
yes,
you.
And that is how you would teach a five-year-old to teach maths and things like that. They'd understand everything.
It makes perfect sense to
it
me.
It does,
I'm
yes.
34.
Well, yeah.
Well, in this case.
She's you know, 130, about, yes. You know.
Yes, there or thereabouts. You can say it out loud.
I don't know if I should feel like
I'm proud of this. I am 130 and I don't look a day over 131. I know it's true. I know. You don't have to.
That is unfortunate. Listen, Rose, we have to go to another song if you don't mind. Miss Waite, excuse me. I apologise.
Thank you. I was about to go insane for a minute. Third time is not a charm.
I would hate to see what that looks like. This song is called For Me. It's by Pop Filter and it's right here on Radio Go. Enjoying that tea, Miss Waite?
Delectable.
Good. Really, lots of tea sipping in the studio. Are you okay, Tom?
My hand really hurts.
Look, I'll be honest with you. When a guest brings out a cane, somebody's going to get hit with the cane. And I found an opportunity for it to not be me.
What is this, Chekhov's cane?
Yeah, it kind of is, you know. Look, we've had worse weapons brought into the studio. So you gotta consider.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Remember when the head office guy came in. Yeah, remember that?
What did he do with that grenade?
Yeah.
I do remember that. Started waving it around.
Tough.
Yeah, he threw it at me, but he didn't take the pin out.
No,
the world just sort of left a bit of a bruise.
The world's a tough place, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Especially the world of, you know...
radio.
Yeah, national radio. Enjoying the song?
It's all right, yeah. Yeah,
it's not bad. Yeah. Not bad song. You're really not going to ask me why I was so tired at the beginning of the day?
Well, you didn't ask me about why I look like BBC Radio Sheffield.
Why do we have to fight like this, Tom? Why do we always have to argue? Honestly.
I mean, we don't, but...
I really
you
thought...
You were just tired.
I thought that Miss Waite would really show you some discipline, you know? That there's a proper way to act.
No.
No, well, clearly not. No. He hasn't got the picture, Miss Waite. I don't know what we're not on the air, by the way, but I don't know what we're going to do about it.
Okay. I can see you both have deep issues here, and I
don't have any issues. Tom has the issues.
Good guess, though, right? Hey?
I'm very curious. Do you do these things often, these podcasts?
This is radio.
This is... I don't
radio.
Know, I don't know what a podcast is.
Well, I would
is.
Like to address all the listeners on this radio.
We're not on air.
Yeah, I'm afraid there's a song playing. Can you hear the... Yeah, that song
well,
that's
given
that's
the chance, I would like to.
Okay.
When does this... How does this thing work?
Well, you know songs.
Let me press the button that makes it work.
Okay. Oh,
what about this one?
Welcome back to Radio Go. Sorry for the halfway through the song. We have
my eye.
We have an important announcement.
I have something to say.
Oh, sorry, Miss Waite. Yep, go ahead. Oh,
dear listeners, you may think that you are listening to a polite podcast radio platform.
I don't know what a podcast is.
You may think that you are listening to two lovely individuals talking together. Mm. But actually, behind the scenes... Something disgusting is happening.
I wouldn't say... Ow! Ooh, ow, that stings.
Yes, my dear audience, you have been deceived all the more. For these two can't even keep their back straight on the... I can't say it. They can't even keep their back straight on this radio programme. How do you expect them to lead a nation of new ideas?
Oh, gosh. I feel bad now, Tom.
Thank you. And now I want to give them both a chance to apologise formally on air.
Well, he's going first.
Why do I have got to apologise?
Because you're the one who started it. So you should apologise first. You apologise and then I'll apologise after you.
I didn't start anything.
Both of you.
Oh.
Against the wall now.
Okay. Oh, God.
That's it. Right.
All right.
You'll only feel a little bit of a pinch.
Ooh. Oh. Ah! Oh. Oh.
Ah!
Mm.
And third time's a charm.
Oh.
Ooh.
I always like the third one.
Ow.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that was...
Now,
yeah,
I want you to think about your
bad.
Actions.
I didn't enjoy that at all.
I didn't.
I enjoyed no part of that.
And Now you really know what happened back in my day. I would have no problem students after doing that regularly. Mm.
She was telling us all about how she would do things. So,
do you see how it works? You both love each other now and you can get along and have a good radio show without all the bickering and nonsense.
Wow, that's so effective.
Indeed.
Thank you, Miss Waite, for showing us how these things... Tom, you don't look particularly convinced.
Nah, I'm just a bit confused.
Well, you see, Miss Waite hit you a few times, and now we're friends.
Oh, yeah.
So what subjects do you teach now, Miss Waite?
Well, ever since they banned the cane, I didn't really want to teach anymore. So...
You weren't in it for the sharing of ideas so much.
I was, I promise, but there was just something so good about belittling anyone in my sights. But, you know, when I really got round to it, I enjoyed PSHE. Do you know why?
Personal and social health education?
Indeed.
Wow, I don't know why.
Because nobody cares about
PSHE. Nobody
gives
a shit. Yeah,
yes.
I thought that might be.
And so all the students muck around and I get to shout at them. You see, the cane has been banned, but that doesn't mean I can't shout at students.
Doesn't mean you can't build an adversarial relationship. That makes sense. Let's break that down, that acronym, PERSONAL. What's personal about the subject?
Personal to me? Well, throughout time, I've had many injustices upon me.
Oh, what would you say is the worst injustice placed upon you in your 130 years of living?
Well, the fact that my husband was such an idiot and walked into that knife a few times, yes.
Yeah, that would do it. Okay, how about social? Social, that's the part of the subject that teaches about society, right? About how to relate to your fellow man,
yeah.
Or whoever.
Or worm.
Or worm. Yeah. Did you teach a lot of worms?
You two can't keep it together, can you? At all.
Miss, it's not my fault, miss. He said worm.
I am seriously thinking about getting you on that wall again.
Oh, sorry.
Come on, boy. Oh. Settle down, okay. Everybody. Okay.
How many letters did we get through? Personal, social, health. Health.
Well,
this isn't very good for your health, getting hit this much, I've got to say.
I have to say, though, it's actually long-term good effects, number one.
Really?
And, of course, number two, health is everywhere. And... because health is so important to everyone, you can scare them quite easily by, you know, what's the term? Gaslighting is my favourite term.
You remember the gaslights.
I do. Yeah. Now, I went back into the Sheffield Central Library the other day.
Oh.
Yes, and I went through all of the old... They still have the old books from the 1800s.
Of course. And, I accept your premise.
Yes, and they were talking about how they were installing all the gas lights. And I was reading it and I remembered that meeting, you know.
The gaslighting meeting, yes. of the council.
And, you know, it's so sad when I see a young... child on the street nowadays, and they are swiping through TikTok.
Of course.
I always think, I just want to shake them and say, you should have been there when we introduced the gaslights in the city. You would have been just as excited than to be scrolling on your little black box device. Mm-hmm. I don't understand kids nowadays, honestly.
But you are on TikTok, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's really good, right?
Yes.
Have you seen that guy that like power washes driveways? He's the best.
No, we have a different algorithm, I fear.
And then finally, education, which is what it's all about for you, right?
Yes.
It's about teaching people the difference between right and wrong.
Yes, I do think that I get to be in charge of what they think is right and wrong, which is the one most wonderful thing about the subject.
Wow.
Because they trust me. And they
And they're wrong to do that.
I mean, I am their legal guardian.
Really?
And whenever they, perhaps they act out or they don't understand what I'm teaching, I just say, in all my years, of all my 135 years of teaching, never have I ever come across X.
And then
that will
it is.
Shame them because of my experience.
Yeah.
You've never come across X.
No, it was an example, my dad.
The everything app.
A mere example.
Are you on X?
Formerly known as Twitter.
No, I do have standards, darling.
Fair enough. All right. Well, look, I want to thank you, Miss Waite, for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Both of you. You've been wonderful. Would you like a good caning before I leave?
Maybe when we're off the air.
Okay.
All right.
I'm okay. I'm a bit shy.
Yeah, you just got that butt. You don't want to break it in too quickly.
They call me Shy Halud.
Oh, boy. I want to thank Miss Waite for joining us. I want to thank my producer, Tom McGrath, and I want to thank Elise Freshwater Blizzard for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye!